the Lord had miraculously raised up Moses, and Moses, and in his folly and his presumption, he ended up slaying the Egyptian and had to flee to Midian.
这里面呢，就是当时呢，大家记得主呢，他呢兴起了摩西，摩西呢让他呢去呢，就是带领那个以色列人从埃及出来。
But then, after 40 years, the Lord delivered Moses, spoke to him, and said, Moses, you go back now to Egypt, and you lead my people. We're going to set them free.
然后呢，在摩西从埃及逃出来大概40年以后呢，那个主跟摩西说呢，你要去到埃及去，把以色列人带出来，让他们得自由。And
so Moses, like so many of us, said, Lord, I'm really not up to that job. I think you better get somebody else. And the Lord said, no, Moses, that's your job. You go and do it.
因为摩西呢，跟我们其他很多人都一样，就是说是主啊，我们觉得呢，我能做这件事情，那么是主说摩西，哎，你去做就是了。So
that's what Moses determined to do. So now, chapter 4 and verse 18, we'll read along relatively quickly.
大家呢翻到那个出埃及第4章第18节，我们要比较快的读一下。
So Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, please let me go and return to my brethren who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace.
于是呢，摩西回到他岳父叶太罗那里，对他说：“那求你容我回去，见我在埃及的弟兄，看他们是否活着。”叶太罗对摩西说：“你平平安安的去吧。”
So Moses had been away from Egypt for 40 years. You can imagine him saying, I wonder if my relatives are still alive.
所以这个里面就是摩西呢离开埃及呢已经40年了，40年了这就是不奇怪。他会说呢，我要看看我的弟兄是不是还活着了。And
the Lord said to Moses, verse 19, in Midian, go, return to Egypt, for all the men are dead who sought your life.
第19节，耶和华在米甸对摩西说：“你要回埃及去，因为寻索你命的人都死了。”
In a wonderful way, the Lord had delivered Moses from the accusers, and they were now dead who had sought his life.
所以呢，用一个奇妙的方式呢，主呢就是说，救出了摩西。摩西呢就是说，是因为那些想他索命的人呢，都已经死了。So
verse 20, then Moses took his wife and his sons and to them and set them on a donkey. He returned to the land of Egypt. Moses took the rod of God in his hand.
第20节，摩西就带着妻子和2个儿子，叫他们骑上驴回埃及地去了。摩西手里拿着神的杖。So
in obedience to God, Moses went. The first time that he had thought about the children of Israel and delivering them, it was presumption on his part. On this occasion, he knew that God had sent him.
这个里面呢，有一种奇妙的方式呢，摩西呢，他顺服了神，顺服神呢，回去呢，就回到埃及去。这一次呢，他照着神的话去做了。And
the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders that before Pharaoh, which I have put in your hand, but I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go.
第21节说呢，耶和华对摩西说：“你回到埃及时候要留意啊，我交在你手中一切奇事，行在法老面前，但我要使他的心刚硬，他必不容百姓去。”Is
it going to be easy to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt?
所以呢，就把以色列人从埃及救出来，是不是容易的事情呢？
And from Moses' point of view, he said it's going to be hard. He argued that the Lord would deliver him. And frankly, it wasn't easy. It was a big deal. God often calls us to do things that are not easy. They're big deals. We've got to say, I'm going to do it, Lord. I will do it even if it takes a lot of time and effort.
一坦诚说，那就是主，那跟那个摩西说，那你呢？去呢，做的事情呢，并不是容易的，比一定非常难。所以有时候呢，主让我们做一些事情呢，尽管要比较难，但是我们还是要去做。
Verse 22, then you shall say to Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn.
第二节说呢，也得法老说，耶和华如此说，以色列是我的儿子，我的长子。
So he says, I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son, your firstborn.
第二三节，我对你说呢，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。你若不肯他去，看了，我必杀你的儿子，就是你的长子。Well,
it took a long time for the Lord to fulfill this promise to Pharaoh.
因为就是花了很长时间呢，让主呢去实现在法老身上的应许。Very
often when the Lord speaks to us, He shows us the conclusion. He doesn't show us every step along the way.
通常的主呢，他给告诉我们说呢，他只是告诉我们结果，不是告诉我们每一步要怎么做。
It's easy for us then to forget that the Lord will reach the conclusion. We say, well, he said he would do this, but he hasn't done it. I guess he didn't mean it.
因为对我们来说很容易呢，忘记那个主呢，他会让我们这个事情有一个结果。他说呢，我们做这件事情呢，已经很长了，我看不见，我认为他说的话可能不算数。So
verse 24 says, and it came to pass on the way at the encampment that the Lord met Moses and sought to kill him.
第二十节，摩西在路上的客栈里，耶和华遇见他，想要杀他。And
when you read that verse, you say, I presume that's a misprint. Doesn't mean that.
那就是说，当你读到这节经文呢，你就说呢，我假设这个是打错了，并不是这个意思。It
seems to be such a strange line in the logical flow that we've got before us in Exodus.
这个里面呢，看起来是一个非常奇怪的一句话，在我们读埃及出埃及记的时候，这个逻辑流程里来看。The
Lord has just commissioned Moses to go and deliver the people.
所以那主呢，刚刚呢差摩西去救他的子民。And
here we are, as he's on the way, the Lord says, "Now, Moses, I'm going to kill you."
这个呢，我知道呢，就是说是到摩西在还在路上的时候，主说呢，我要杀了你。So
very definitely the question is why?
所以呢，肯定有这样的一个问题，为什么？Verse
25 says, then Zipporah, that would have been Moses' wife, the Midianite wife. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son, and cast it at Moses' feet and says, surely you are a husband of blood to me.
25节，希伯拉，也就是摩西的妻子，在米甸取的。希伯拉就拿了一块尖利的石头，割下他儿子的羊皮，丢在摩西脚前，说，你真是我流血的丈夫。
Verse 26, so he, that is God, let Moses go. Then she said, you are a husband of blood because of the circumcision.
26节这样的耶和华才放了他。希伯来说，你因割礼就是一个流血的丈夫了。So
here we have a serious disagreement between Moses and his wife.
这里呢，我们也和知道了，在摩西和他的妻子之间有一个严重的分歧。And
it arose over the requirement that male children in Israel be circumcised.
这里呢就有一个要求，就是说对以色列人来说呢，那些男性都要行割礼。It
is not a natural occurrence and something that the Midianite wife, Zipporah, may very well have taken exception to.
这个里面并不是说一个通常的情况对其他人来说呢，他在米甸的那个妻子呢，他认为呢，他们应该例外。
This was a long time after Abraham had been told that he must circumcise his family and his servants.
这就是当亚伯拉罕被告知他要行割礼和他的家人都要行割礼的那个时候呢，已经过了很久了。
And on top of that, Zipporah was a Midianite. She should have known, as the Midianites should have known, the requirement of God, because certainly their father Midian had been circumcised, but she was not in favor of circumcision.
因为作为那个米甸人的希伯拉呢，他肯定应该知道隐形割礼，但是呢，他因为他的父亲可能就行割礼，所以呢，但是呢，他却不愿意行割礼。
So the question is, in a situation like this, Moses, who are you going to obey? Are you going to obey the Lord, or are you going to obey your wife?
现在问题在这里的就是摩西呢，你要听谁的？你是准备顺服神呢，还是听你妻子的？
Now this was a big deal.
这是一个大事。
And theoretically, this boy should have been circumcised on the eighth day.
这个呢，肯定来说呢，这些孩子们在八第八出生第八天的时候就应该行割礼。
He's a lot older than 8 days old. Why wasn't he circumcised on the eighth day?
这个应该是他们的荣誉。那么他为什么在第八天他不受割礼呢？
Well, probably Moses said he should be, and Zipporah said no.
有可能说呢，摩西说呢应该行割礼，但是呢，希伯拉却说不。
Is there a big deal here?
这里是不是有一个大的交易呢？
And the answer is yes. The Lord was going to kill Moses over this.
所以这个答案是的，因为在因为这个情况，主呢想杀了摩西。
The reason is this, that the Lord says over in the book of Luke, chapter 14, I believe, he says, if a man doesn't hate his father, mother, sister, brother, wife, children, if he doesn't hate them, he cannot be the Lord's disciple.
这个理由呢，我认为呢是在路加福音第八章里说呢，如果一个人呢他不恨他的父母、妻子、孩子，那么说呢他不能做主的门徒。
So many families have big deals, big problems, because some say, I've got to follow my wife, I've got to follow my husband, I cannot follow the Lord. Who are you going to obey, the Lord or your spouse?
这里面呢，很多家庭呢存在什么问题？他们有些人说呢，我要跟从我的妻子或者听我的丈夫的。那么说，现在问题是呢，你要听你主的话呢，还是听你的配偶的话？
But this is especially true of the leaders of the people of God. Moses, here's the issue. Are you going to obey me in everything, or are you going to obey me when Zipporah agrees to it?
这个里面呢，也特别是对以色列人这个领袖来说呢，这个是非常重要的。主跟摩西说呢，摩西，你是准备顺服我呢，在每件事情上都顺服我，还是当那个希伯拉也同意的时候，你才顺服我呢？
And so Moses had to say, Zipporah, you must remember now that God is the boss, and you must obey God, as I must obey God, that boy is going to be circumcised.
所以摩西呢，他必须对希伯来说，希伯拉，神是我的主宰。那么说呢，也应该是你的主宰。因此呢，这个孩子呢，应该在第八天时候行割礼。我们必须顺服主。
Now this was a rule that Moses had to learn. He was going to lead the people of God, there would be 2 million of them come out.
所以这是一个原则，摩西他必须要去学会的，因为他准备要领导200万人出埃及。
They would not be taking a vote. as they returned to the land of to the wilderness and ultimately to the land of Canaan, they wouldn't be taking a vote. They would simply be obeying the Lord in everything.
所以他们在那里呢，就是说在旷野里最终呢，去到应许之地，他们不用投票决定，他们只是简单的一路上顺从主就可以了。Now
because of this obedience, even though it be reluctant, verse 26 says, so God let Moses go.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，因为他这样的顺服，所以在后面呢，神呢让摩西走了。
But at the same time now, verse 27, the Lord said to Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. So he went and met him on the mountain of God and kissed him.
然后在同样的时间，第27节，耶和华的眼能说，你往旷野去迎接摩西，他就去了，在神的山遇见摩西，就亲他。
So it's interesting, Moses and Aaron both went to Egypt from the mountain of God. Moses probably having gone back to the mountain of God, which is Sinai, he'd gone back there, met Aaron, and then they decided they would go to Egypt together.
所以呢，就是非常有意思，是那摩西和亚伦他们呢，在同时去到那个神的山上。当时呢，摩西呢，他离开了米甸以后呢，大概还没有到埃及，已经到西奈山，就神的山。然后呢，他们两个一起去到了埃及。
Verse 28, so Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord had spoken to him and all the signs which he had commanded him. And then Moses and Aaron went and gathered all the elders of the children of Israel.
28节第29节，摩西将耶和华派他所说的话和吩咐他所行的迹象都告诉了亚伦。摩西亚伦就去召集所有的以色列的孩子们的长老。
So verse 30 says, and Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses.
第32节说，亚伦将摩西的，将耶和华对摩西所说的一切话述说了一遍。Now
remember, the reason for that was that Moses said, I can't speak. I'm not an orator. I don't know how to speak. And the Lord said, Aaron can speak for you. Go and do what I've told you to do.
因为大家记得呢，亚伦和他一起去的原因，是因为摩西说呢，我不擅长来说话，所以呢，我也不是能说会道的人，所以我做不了这个事儿。那摩西说呢，让亚伦跟你去，亚伦可以做那些事儿，然后他们一起去了。So
verse 30 says, then Aaron and Moses did the signs in the sight of the people, so that the people believed. And when they had heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked on their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped.
第32节的后半部分说呢，又在百姓面前行了那些迹象，百姓就信了。以色列的人听见耶和华眷顾他们，见察他们痛苦，就低头敬拜。So
these people had been praying. They'd been afflicted by the Egyptians. Moses and Aaron come along. And they speak the words of God, and then they do the signs of the miracles from God.
所以这些人呢，他们在埃及呢，他们受苦，他们就祷告，然后摩西呢，神就派了摩西和亚伦去，他们在百姓面前行了神迹，百姓就信了，然后呢，他们就低头敬拜。And
then the people worshipped.
然后这些人就低头敬拜。
Now the question is very simple. When do you worship?
现在问题非常简单，你什么时候敬拜？
Do you worship before the miracle or after the miracle?
你在神迹之前敬拜，还是在神迹之后敬拜？
In a miraculous way, they were going to be delivered.
所以一种奇妙的方式呢，他们会被拯救出来。
But in a wonderful way, they had enough wisdom to worship before they were delivered.
一种更奇妙的方式呢，他们在被拯救出来之前呢，他们就敬拜。Remember,
worship comes from a heart of faith as well as from a heart of experience.
因为你们要记得的，敬拜呢是从有信心的心，或者说已经经历的，有经历的心。
Don't wait to worship the Lord.
不要等待去敬拜主。
Worship the Lord because he's promised to save.
所以呢，敬拜主，因为他应许了要拯救。
Worship the Lord because he has promised to bless.
所以敬拜主，因为他应许了要赐福。
And there is a sense in which worship is a cause of blessing, not just a consequence of blessing.
所以这个呢，从某种意义上讲呢，就是说是敬拜，它是那个赐福的那个起因，并不一定是那个赐福的结果。
If God makes a promise, then you worship him for it, and he will fulfill that promise.
所以，如果神呢做了一个应许，你首先敬拜他，他会实现他的应许的。
Some people say, I will bless the Lord if he does something for me.
有些人说呢，我会称颂主，如果他跟我做什么事。
Don't do that. You worship the Lord because he has promised to bless you.
不要那么去做，因为呢，你首先敬拜主，因为他呢，应许了要赐福给你。
So chapter 5 now begins. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.
第五章第一节，后来摩西亚伦去对法老说：“耶和华以色列的神这样说：容我的百姓去，在旷野向我守节。
Well, that was a reasonable request.
”这是一个很有道理的要求。
In verse 2, Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go.
第二节，法老说：“耶和华是谁，使我听他的声音，容以色列人去呢？我不认识耶和华，也不容以色列人去。
Now, is that true? Did Pharaoh know anything about the Lord?
”所以这个是真的吗？法老他不知道神的什么事情吗？
And the answer is, of course he did.
答案是他当然知道。
What did Pharaoh know about the Lord?
法老对主呢知道一些什么？
He said he knew that a few hundred years earlier, the Pharaoh had a couple of dreams and he was troubled by them.
所以他知道呢，几百年前法老做了一个梦，然后呢，他那个梦呢困扰了他。
Now remember, pharaohs know their own history.
所以呢，法老应该知道他自己的历史。
So Pharaoh knew that they called in Joseph, and that Joseph, in the name of God, the God of the Israelites, he knew that they were rich as a nation, extremely rich because of the wisdom that God gave Joseph.
所以呢，法老也知道当时呢，主呢差了那个约瑟，约瑟呢，然后法老叫了约瑟去解了他的梦，他知道呢，通过约瑟，他们的那个埃及会变得富有。
But this Pharaoh didn't care about the history of how he got all his wealth.
因为这个法老呢，他并不关心他是怎么得到他现在这些财富的。
He presumed that he got it himself, I guess.
他假设呢，他是他自己得到的，我猜。
There was nothing that he had done to bring his wealth, and there was certainly nothing that he had done to enslave the children of Israel who are related to the man who gave them all the wealth in the first place. He didn't care about that.
因为这个里面他自己呢，并不关心，就是说他是怎么样得到他的财富的，也不关心，就是说是为什么这些以色列人会跟他做奴隶，然后给他带来这些财富的。
It's amazing to me how people are so quick to forget their own history in order to live a life of independence and disobedience to God.
其实对我来说呢，就是非常的有意思，就是说是人们呢，他们非常容易的忘记他们的历史，然后呢，活出一个他们独立的生活呢，忘记了神。
He says, "I do not know the Lord, and that was by choice."
所以呢，就是他说呢，我不认识耶和华，这个呢不是他的一个真话。
God had revealed himself to this man in a most gracious way through the history of his nation. And he said, I don't care about God, I'll run my country.
在这个里面呢，神呢以一种奇妙的方式，在这个人的他的国家历史上向他们显现了。但是这个人说呢，我才不关心这样一位神。
So verse 3, they say, the God of the Hebrews has met with us.Please let us go 3 days journey into the desert, and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with sword.
第三节说，他们说希伯来人的神遇见了我们，求你让我们往旷野去，走3天的路程，向耶和华我们的神献祭，免得他用瘟疫和刀剑攻击我们。
Verse 4, then the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labors.
第四节说呢，埃及王对他们说，摩西亚伦，你们为什么叫百姓旷工呢？你们去担他们的担子吧。
And Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labor. So the same day, Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves.
第五节又说呢，看哪，这地的以色列人现在众多，你们竟叫他们歇下担子。第六节，当天法老吩咐督工和官长说，第七节，你们不可照常把草给百姓做砖，叫他们自己去捡草。
Now it's true, isn't it? Very often in life, a problem arises, the promise of the Lord is that there will be deliverance, and then things get worse.
这个也是个事实，是不是呢？就是说是我们出现了问题和麻烦，然后呢，神的应许呢要拯救出来，然后呢，事情又变得更糟了。
Pharaoh here saying, I will not let them go. So verse 8, you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not diminish it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry out, saying, let us go and worship and sacrifice our God.
因为第八节法老本来说呢，我不让他们走，然后第八节说呢，他们平常做砖的数目，你们仍旧要向他们要，一点不可减少，因为他们是懒惰的，所以呼求说，容我们去向我们的神献祭。
Is that logical?
这个是很有逻辑的吗？
Not really. Certainly far from the facts.
所以并不是很有逻辑。
It's interesting, isn't it?In big matters, especially matters of politics, there's the truth, and there's all kinds of arguments that can be raised that are not the truth, but they sound plausible to some.
在这个里面呢，就是说是在这个非常有意思。通常呢，在政治里面，通常呢会出现了很多的观点，他们开始争论，争论呢就会出现一些，就是他们觉得一些其他的事情在里面。
Pharaoh, you're lying.
所以法老，你在撒谎。
And yet Pharaoh uses his lies to justify being more wicked than he was in the first place.
所以呢，法老呢去用他的谎言去判断那些刚刚发生的事情。
So our story, as we go through it now, is very clear and simple. Don't be like Pharaoh.
所以我们现在呢的故事呢，到现在为止非常的简单，就是不要像法老那样去撒谎。
So he's got power and he uses it. in resistance against God, who is beginning to work on him.
因为就是他有这样的权利，他用这样的权利呢，开始呢去反对那个在他身上做工的神。
Remember, don't deny God, don't resist God.
记住，不要否认神，不要对抗神。
So, he says in verse 9, let more work be laid on the man, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words.
第九节说呢，你们要把更多的工作加在这些人身上，叫他们劳碌，不理虚谎的话。
They weren't false words. The Israelites knew from their stories that they got about the history of Joseph and others. They knew that the promise of God was not false words. The only one who had false words was Pharaoh himself.
所以他们知道呢，那个那不是那虚谎的话。那以色列人呢，他们知道他们的历史，刚当时那约瑟在他们的历史上的重要性，所以他们知道神的那个对他们的应许要拯救他们出来，并不是虚谎的话。
So verse 10, the taskmasters had to do what Pharaoh said. The taskmasters of the people and their fathers went out and spoke to the people, saying, thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go, get yourself straw where you can find it, yet none of your work will be diminished.
第十节说呢，综合官长出来对百姓说，法老这样说，我不给你们草，你们自己在哪里找草就往哪里去找吧，但你们的工一点不可减少。
Very often, employers can be most unreasonable.
所以呢，就是通常呢，那些雇主是很不讲道理的。
And most of us who found ourselves in that situation have had to say, I will do what the boss says, but sooner or later, the boss will be proven wrong and I will be proven right.
因为我们很多人呢，在这种情况下呢，就是说呢，我会照着老板说的去做，但是迟早呢，就会证明那个老板是错的，我是对的。
So verse 12, the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw, and the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there were straw.
第十二节那时候，于是百姓在埃及遍地捡穗棘当作草，督工的催着说，你们一天应当完成一天的工，与先前有草一样。
And verse 14, also the officers of the children of Israel, that would probably be the Israelites who were promoted to be bosses over the other Israelites, these officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, they were beaten and asked, why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as before?
第十四节，法老督工的责打他们所派的以色列人的官长，这应该是以色列人中间呢，他们被提拔起来做官的。他说呢，你们昨天、今天为什么没有照原来的数目做砖，完成你们的工作呢？
So there were two kinds of Israelite slaves.
因为有两类的以色列人奴隶。
The first kind were the slaves themselves, and the second kind were the officers or the crew bosses who were over those slaves. They were also Jews, they were also Israelites, but they were the bosses of the Israelites.
比如里面呢，首先呢，第一类的就是他们自己就是奴隶，那么呢，第二类的呢，就是他们是那个管理这些奴隶的官长，他们同样呢是犹太人，是以色列人，只是他们呢被提拔来管理他们。
So verse 15 again, then these officers of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, why are you dealing thus with us, your servants? There is no straw given to us to make bricks. And they say to us, make brick. And indeed, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people. You're the problem, Pharaoh.
于是以色列人的官长就来哀求法老说：“为什么这样待你的仆人呢？督工的不把草给仆人，并且对我们说做砖吧。看呐，你仆人挨了打击，是错在你自己的人身上。”他就说呢：“法老，这是你的错。”
Were the officers wise? Yes.
这些官长，他们聪明吗？是的。
Was Pharaoh brutal and continually wrong?
所以法老是不是呢，一直的那个继续的坚持他的错误呢？
Yes. Whose fault was it?
是的，那么这是谁的错呢？
It was Pharaoh's fault.
这是法老的错。
Does it matter?
这个重要吗？
And the answer is yes, it does matter. God knows what's happening.
答案是当然是重要的，神知道发生了什么。
So we've got trouble in the world today. There's always trouble in the world. Who's at fault?
因为今天世界上呢有麻烦，在世界上总是有麻烦，那谁的错呢？
Sometimes it's the bosses, and sometimes it's the servants, but one thing is sure, God is still in charge, in spite of the fact that things look like they're getting worse.
其实这个里面呢，有时候呢是那个仆人的错，有时候呢是主人的错。当然呢，有一件事情，那个神呢，就是非常确定的，神是在掌控一切的，尽管事情变得越来越糟。
So Pharaoh rejected the reasonableness of the situation, and he said, verse 17, you are idle, you are idle, therefore you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord, therefore go now and work, for no straw shall be given you, yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks.
所以呢，法老实际上呢，他不顾这样一个合理的事实和道理，就是拒绝。但法老说：“你们是懒惰的，你们是懒惰的，所以说容我们去向耶和华献祭。”第18节说：“现在你们去做工吧，草是不给你们的，砖却要如数缴纳。”
Very often the powers over us are wrong. It may be political powers, it may be employer. Excuse me, maybe employer problems, it may be family problems. Very often the situation that we are in is wrong, but don't despair. God is still in charge.
因为通常呢，在我们头上的这样的权柄呢，它是错的。像那些政治的权柄呢，就是雇主的权利呢，或者是家庭的权利呢，都是错的。但是呢，却不要绝望，因为神仍然在掌控一切。
Verse 20. What is the response of all these people now? Verse 20.
现在20节，这些人的反应是什么呢？
He says, then the officers, they came out from Pharaoh. They met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us.
第20节，他们离了法老出去，正遇见摩西、亚伦站在对面，就对他们说：“愿耶和华监察你们，实时判断，因你们使我们在法老和他的臣仆眼前有了臭名，把刀剑递在他们手中，杀我们。”
So these officers of the Israelites, they recognize Pharaoh was wrong. They pleaded with Pharaoh, he wouldn't pay any attention.
所以这些呢，就是以色列的官长呢，他们意识到了，那就是法老是法老的错，所以他们去跟法老求情，但是法老呢却不理他们。
So then they went to Moses and Aaron, and they said to Moses and Aaron, it's your fault. If you hadn't been coming to us, this situation wouldn't have got worse. It might even have got better. Moses and Aaron, you are wrong.
因此，他们然后呢，又来找摩西和亚伦说呢，都是你们的错。如果你们不是你们来做这些事情的话呢，我们的情况呢，就是说不会变得这么糟，也许呢会变得更好一点。这都是你们的错。
Now, would you remember that in the vicissitudes, in the activities of life, when the Lord says, do something, and you do it, and everything goes wrong, don't blame the Lord.
你要记住这一点，当你在你的人生里，主说照着这样去做，你照着一切去做了，但是一切都变得不对了。这个时候呢，你不要责备主。
The Lord didn't say, Moses, you go down to Israel, to Egypt, you tell the children of Israel, the Lord will deliver them. And Moses, remember, it's going to be really easy to do God's work.
所以呢，主呢并没有对摩西说：“那摩西啊，你去那个埃及去把以色列人给救出来。你做这样的工作呢，就是非常非常容易的。”主并没有这么说。
Okay, it's not going to be easy to do God's work, but we must do it. Verse 22. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought this trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me?
因为这做主的工作并不容易，但是我们必须要去做。第二十二节说呢，摩西回到耶和华那里说：“耶和华，你为什么苦待这百姓呢？那为什么差我去呢？”
Remember, the devil isn't going to make it any easier for you to do the work of God to which he's called you than Pharaoh made it easy for Moses to do the work of God to which Moses had called him.
这个里面其实呢，记住主呢，当他差你去做他的工作的时候呢，魔鬼呢并不会让你去把主要你做的工作去变得容易去做。就像当时呢，主呢这差摩西去做他的工作，然后呢那个法老并没有让摩西的工作变得容易做一样。
Verse 23, for since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all.
第二十三节，直到我去见法老，奉你的名说话，你就苦待这百姓，你一点也没有拯救他们。
So he's saying Pharaoh has not responded as he should have responded, but then he says at the end of verse 23, he says, neither have you delivered your people at all.
他就说呢，其实法老呢，他的反应并不是他该有的反应的那样。然后在第二三节说呢，你一点也没有拯救他们。
And at the end of that verse, I would add the simple word yet.
所以呢，在这个里面，这个结尾，这节经文的结尾，我要加一个简单的词，还没有。
The Lord hasn't delivered his people yet.
这主呢还没有拯救他们。
Is the Lord going to develop it to deliver his people? Yes.
所以主呢是不是要拯救他的子民呢？是。
And in a wonderful way, and in a remarkable way. Don't criticize the Lord because you haven't seen his work yet. God does not work on your schedule or on mine.
也就是以一种那个奇妙的方式呢，在主呢还没做他工作之前呢，就是说是不要先去那个评判主。那么说呢，神呢，主做工作呢，他不会按照你的时间表，也不会按照我的时间表去做。
So I think that we've all got to learn that simple lesson. God is working. Don't be impatient with him just because he hasn't sent you the ultimate solution yet.
所以我们呢，我认为我们都要学这门功课。那么说呢，神呢，他就是说是在他做他的工，那么做他的工的时候呢，不要因为他那个工作还没有出现这个马上的结果的时候呢，就去责怪主。
How does the Lord answer this question? Chapter 6 and verse 1.
所以主怎么样回答这个问题呢？在第六章第一节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand, he will let them go, and with a strong hand, he will drive them out of his land.
第六章说，耶和华对摩西说：“现在你们必看见我向法老所行的事，使他因我大能的手容他们去，且把他们赶出他的地。
Why does the Lord do what he does?
你主为什么要去做他做的事情呢？
Well, in part, he does what he does in order to deliver his people from the distresses they found themselves in.
因为主做他现在要做的事情呢，就是说是他为了拯救这些人呢，他们发现他们自己呢在这样的一个状况下。
But he often organizes that deliverance in such a way that other people will see. The guilty party, as well as many others, will see what the Lord will do. God's objective is not just to solve my problem. God's objective is to do it in such a way that many will see that the Lord will be blessed, that a great work will be done. Easy for him to solve my little problem. But if he solves it in a big way, so much the better.
在这个里面的主呢，通常的去做他的工作呢，是为了让其他的人呢都可以看到，然后呢，甚至让反对他的人都看到主做他的工作呢，是因为主不马上解决这个问题，是让更多的人去看见。那么说呢，主要解决我这样一个小问题呢，是非常容易的事情，但是他要把这件事情做出来，让其他的更多的人来看见，以这种方式呢，就会更好。
And so, verse 2, God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I was not known to them.
第二节说呢，神对摩西说：“我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神，至于我名耶和华，你们未曾知道。”
So he's showing himself to be the Lord of the land in this particular context.
随着这个特别的这个内容里面呢，他向他们显示了他是这片土地的神。
He's introduced his name now not as Elohim, but he's introduced his name as Jehovah, the God who is with the people in the past, the present, and the future.
因为这个名字，他呢向他自己介绍他们这些人的时候呢，并不说他只是那个 Elohim 那个神，他而且是耶和华，是他们过去、现在和将来的神。
He says, verse 4, I have established my covenant with them, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And they have also heard the groaning, sorry, and I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant.
第四节说：“我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。我已听见以色列人被埃及人奴役的哀哭，我也纪念我的约。”
God is doing a great thing here. He's not only answering the children of Israel, but he is proving to them who he is and what he's doing and why.
这里面呢，就是说是神在这里呢，证明了一件非常大的事情。他不仅仅说是他回应他们的祷告，他同样告诉他以色列人他是谁，他为什么要做这件事情。
And verse 6, therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people. I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
第六节说，所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要带你脱离埃及人的重担，救你脱离他们的奴役。我要用伸出的臂膀拯救你，并施行极大的审判。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是耶和华，你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。
So all these promises, he says, to Moses, Moses, the children of Israel have got to realize that what is going to happen is not just a simple setting things right. They're going to have to see that God is in charge. It is God who himself is going to do it.
这个里面呢，就是说是，神对摩西说呢，以色列人他们必须意识到，那个神呢，他不仅仅是要做这件事情，他们呢，要让以色列人知道神为什么要做这件事情，因为神是他们的是以色列人神，神是掌控一切的神。
And so he says in verse 8, I will bring you into the land which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord.
第八节说，我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地，我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
So in all of this, God is explaining to Moses and Aaron, and through them to the children of Israel, he's explaining that he is going to be doing a great work, not just delivering them from the slave labor they'll have tomorrow morning, but he is going to deliver them all the way back to the land which he promised their fathers. It's a most important activity, and therefore, let God do it God's way.
这个里面呢，就是说，现在摩西，神对跟摩西和亚伦呢解释，并通过他们向以色列人解释，神呢不仅仅是要在他们把他们从埃及地拯救出去，神要行更大的工作，这样的工作就是神呢已经应许的，他们的祖先亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各要把他们领进去的那块应许之地，所以呢要让神去做神的工作。
Become impatient, just as the children of Israel did. And we could say, I want God to solve my problem now. I prayed about this yesterday. I'm praying about it today. I want the solution
now。因为我们通常呢，就是说是像以色列人一样呢，失去了耐心，说呢，我现在有这么大的麻烦，我为这个事情呢，就是祷告了，所以我向神现在马上解决我这个问题。我昨天也祷告了，全力祷告了，祷告了很久了，所以神要马上解决我的问题。And
so, in response to that, Moses, verse 9, spoke thus to the children of Israel. But they would not heed Moses because of the anguish of spirit and cruel bondage that they had experienced.
所以这样的回应在第九节，你摩西将这话告诉以色列人，只是他们因被残酷的奴役和邻里的痛苦，不肯听从摩西。
You know, very often in life, we have to say to somebody, everything's going to be all right. You be patient. Just be patient.
所以我们通常呢，在我们的人生里要对某人说呢，就是说是一切都会好起来的，你要有耐心，你必须有耐心。But
the person who's got big problems has trouble being patient.
所以呢，但是那些人呢，他有大麻烦的时候呢，他就失去了耐心。He
says, I don't want patience. The Lord says the fruit of the Spirit is long suffering. And the Christian often today says, I don't want that. But that is the fruit of the Spirit.
人们通常说呢，我不想要有耐心，但是我圣经说呢，圣灵所结的果子是很久忍耐，所以呢，我必须要那个很久忍耐。但是呢，有些人说呢，我不想有这样的耐心，但这确实圣灵结的果子是要很久忍耐。
Forgive me for my cough and my cold. We often say that long suffering is not the fruit of the Spirit, it's the poison that comes along with the Spirit.
这个里面呢，原谅我的咳嗽和感冒。所以我们通常说呢，就是很久忍耐，不是圣灵的果子，而是圣灵给我们的毒药。
But remember, because of the blessing on the other side, the fruit of the Spirit of long suffering, the fruit of long suffering is a great, wonderful fruit. Suffer long because it's going to taste good in the end.
约瑟里面呢，就是说是因为在另一个方面去看，圣灵的所结的果子是很久忍耐，因为呢，我们呢就是说是如果很久忍耐，时间久了，最终呢，他会就会尝到甜头了。
So what's going to happen next? And the answer is Moses, verse 10, verse 11. Moses, go back to Pharaoh and speak to him. Tell him that he must let the children of Israel go out of his land.
你这个答案是什么呢？第十节，耶和华告诉摩西，你进去的埃及王法老说，要容以色列人出他的地。
All right, so much has got to be said. Between Moses, between the Lord and Pharaoh, before the solution is going to come. So the Lord says, Moses, don't just stand there. Go back to Pharaoh. Let's get this thing started.
所以这个事情呢，就是说当时呢，就是说必须要发生。所以在摩西和法老之间呢，神对摩西说呢，你去回去去告诉法老，这些事情一定会发生，去做点什么事情。
And so Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, "The children of Israel have not heeded me. How then shall Pharaoh heed me? For I am of uncircumcised lips."
第十二节，摩西在耶和华面前说：“看呐，以色列人的。”都不听我的话，法老怎肯听我这嘴唇未受割礼的人呢？
So Moses is basically saying, "Lord, this is not going to work. Pharaoh won't listen." The children of Israel wouldn't listen. Why would Pharaoh listen to me?
因为摩西说：“那主啊，这个行不通，因为以色列人不听我的话，那么法老为什么也要听我的话呢？”
And so Moses, verse 13, says, the Lord spoke to Moses and gave them a command for the children of Israel and for the king of Egypt to bring the children of Israel out of the land. These are the heads of their fathers.
这里面就是说是啊，第十三节，耶和华告诉摩西亚伦，告诉摩西亚伦往以色列人和埃及王法老那里去，把以色列人从埃及地领出来，这些是他们父辈的首领。
And the question now is, who are these children of Israel?
所以呢，就是现在问题是谁是这些以色列的孩子们呢？
And they're the children of their fathers.
所以呢，就是他们父辈的孩子们。
By and large, the children of their fathers are very like their fathers.
所以呢，就是说是他们那个父亲的孩子们呢，非常像他们的父亲们。
And so now we're going to read about who the fathers are, who the children were. They were children of their fathers, but verse 14, these are the heads. Excuse me. These are the heads of their fathers' houses. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, Carmi. These are the families of Reuben.
所以我们现在读到这些父亲是谁，孩子们是谁？第14节说呢，这是他们父辈家的首领，以色列长子流便的儿子哈洛、法路、希斯伦、加米，这些是流便的各家。
These are the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of the Canaanite woman. These are the sons of Simeon.
第十五节说呢，西缅的儿子是。耶姆利、雅敏、阿霞、雅金、索霞和迦南女子的儿子扫罗，这是西缅的各家。
Does God care about the individual? Yes.
神关心单独的个人吗？是的。
Does he care about their posterity? Yes.
他关心他们的后代吗？是的。
Verse 16, these are the names of the sons of Levi, according to their generation. Gershon, Kohath, Merari, and the years of the life of Levi were 137.
第十六节说，立位众子的名字，按照他们的后代记在下面，就是歌圣、歌侠、米拉利、立位一生的岁数是137岁。
The sons of Gershon were Libni, Shimi. According to their families, the sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133.
就是季节说，歌胜的儿子按照家世是利尼是美，歌侠的儿子是暗南以斯哈希伯伦乌谢，歌侠一生的岁数是133岁。
The sons of Merari were Mahali and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their generations.
第19节，米拉利的儿子是抹利和抹示，这些是利未的家，都按照他们的后代。
Now, Amram took for himself Jochebed, his father's sister, as wife, and she bore him Aaron and Moses, and the years of the life of Amram were 137.
第20节，暗南娶了他父亲的妹妹约基别为妻，他给他生下了亚伦和摩西。暗南一生的岁数是137岁。
Where did Moses and Aaron come from? They were the sons of Amram, and he was a descendant from the tribe of Levi.
那摩西和亚伦是从哪里来的呢？他们都是暗南的后代，所以他们都是立位的后人。
And the sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg, and Zichri. And the sons of Uzziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Zithri. And Aaron took to himself Elisheba, daughter of Amminadab, sister of Nahshon, as wife, and she bore him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar.
第21节说，以斯哈的儿子是可拉、尼斐、系基利。第22节，乌谢的儿子是米沙利、以利、撒凡、西提利。第23节，亚伦娶了亚米纳达的女儿拿胜的妹妹以利巴为妻，他给他生了拿达、亚比户、以利、亚撒、以他玛。
Verse 24, and the sons of Korah were Aser, Elkanah, Abiasaph. These are the families of the Korathites. And Eleazar, Aaron's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel as wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers of the Levites according to their families.
24节，可拉的儿子是雅席、以利加拿、雅比亚撒，这些是可拉的各家。亚南的儿子以利亚撒娶了普铁的一个女儿为妻，他给他生了腓尼哈。这些是利未人父辈的首领，都按照他们的家。
So the question is, who were Moses and Aaron?
接下来问题是，摩西和亚伦是谁呢？
And it isn't just that they were those empowered by God, but they were the legitimate family of Levi. They were part of the children of Israel, just as much a part of the children of Israel as anyone else.
这就不仅仅是说呢，神呢赐给了摩西和亚伦权利，他们同样呢是合法的立位家的后人，就像呢其他的以色列人一样，他们都是以色列人家里的立位人。
So the issue is, how did Moses and Aaron qualify? They were sons of the children of Israel as well.
所以呢，就是现在问题是呢，就是说是摩西和那个亚伦他们合格吗？答案是的，因为他们都是以色列人。
Verse 26, these are the same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord had said, bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. According to their armies, these are the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are the same Moses and Aaron.
就是也就是说，耶和华说要将以色列人按照他们的军队从埃及地领出来，这是对亚伦、摩西说的，对埃及王法老说要将以色列人从埃及领出来，就是这摩西、亚伦。
So, in part, the credibility that Moses and Aaron had was that they were just as much the children in slavery as anyone else.
那就是摩西和亚伦的资格，那就是说他们就是说像在埃及做奴隶的其他的以色列人一样，他们是以色列人。
Now, all of this in the context of going to speak to Pharaoh.
所以这些呢，都是要准备呢，要跟法老讲的。
And so when Moses went to speak to Pharaoh, they came not only with the authority of the miracles that they did.
所以呢，当呢，摩西跟亚伦去跟法老说话的时候呢，并不是说是他们所行的神迹给了他们权柄。
They came not only with the authority of the message that they brought.
他们呢，也不仅仅是说是啊，他们带着他们带来的这样的信息的权柄。
But they came with the authority of who they were. They also were slaves.
所以他们来到这里呢，也是因为他们是谁这样的权柄，因为他们同样也是奴隶。
So verse 28 now, and it came to pass on the day when the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spoke to Moses saying, I am the Lord, speak to Pharaoh, king of Israel, all king of Egypt, all that I say to you.
第28节说，当耶和华在埃及地对摩西说话的日子，他向摩西说：“我是耶和华，我对你说的一切话，你都要告诉埃及王法老。”But
Moses said before the Lord, Behold, I am of uncircumcised lips. How shall Pharaoh heed me?
第三节说呢，摩西在耶和华面前说是看哪，我是嘴唇未受割礼的人，法老怎肯听我呢？
So, the logic here is that the Lord is encouraging Moses, and he's encouraging the children of Israel, and he's basically rebuking Pharaoh. He's laying a foundation for all that lies ahead.
因为你基本上呢，摩西呢，他神在这里呢，基本上是在鼓励摩西，鼓励摩西呢，同样也是在鼓励以色列人，他责备法老为他将要准备去做的事情呢奠定基础。
That is the logic of God, isn't it? He spends a lot of time laying the foundation so that when the superstructure goes up, it doesn't fall over.
这个里面就是这是神的那个逻辑，是不是呢？他呢在做这个事情之前呢，在任何事情之前都是要奠定一个非常的牢靠的根基，这样呢，当那个超级建筑建起来以后，不会那个散落。
You may say things are moving rather slow in my life, and don't be upset. Let the foundation be laid. Let it be strong, so that when the great day of your responsibility comes, you're able to handle that responsibility.
第一个原因就是在你人生中呢，有些事情呢，你觉得呢发生的太慢了，所以呢，这个时候你不要担心，也让这个基础呢，就是说是变得非常牢靠、非常扎实。当你呢要负起重大责任的时候，在将来呢，你就有这样的能力去负责任。
Now, who is Pharaoh and what do you think about him?
所以呢，谁是法老？你对他怎么看？
Who is Moses and what do you think about him?
所以谁是摩西？你怎么去看摩西？
Moses says, I'm nothing.
所以摩西说，我什么都不是。
Pharaoh says, I'm everything.
所以法老说呢，我是一切。
Chapter 1 says, So the Lord said to Moses, See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet.
所以这个就是在那前面呢经文里讲到呢，就是说，第一节经文讲到的那神跟摩西说呢，看呐，我把那个你变成法老的神，然后亚伦是你的先知。Okay,
for all of Pharaoh's bluff, all of Pharaoh's rebuke of Moses, much of which we'll see in coming chapters, for all of that, Pharaoh is not just full of bravado. Pharaoh is scared on the inside. He knows that God is behind Moses.
所以这个呢，在所有的这一切法老他所吹的牛，他所去被责备摩西的那些话，稍后你在后面的那些经文里都会读到，其实法老在内心呢，他是非常恐惧摩西的。
So there's a sense in which Moses is afraid of Pharaoh, but there's another sense in which Pharaoh is far more afraid of Moses than Moses is of Pharaoh.
所以就是从一个方面说呢，摩西有点怕法老，但是从另一个方面说呢，那个法老怕摩西远远超过摩西怕法老。
What does the world think of you?
这个世界怎么看你？
They say, I listen to what they say about me. They don't often say good things about me.
我说我知道他们怎么看我，他们通常呢说我不好的事情。
Now, what do they really think about you?
那他们真的怎么看你呢？
Is it possible that the people that you speak to say, I don't really know about so-and-so, but he, but she, they speak with the authority of God. And I think that there are many who hold us in high esteem because of what God has done for us. We don't understand it. We don't see it. We certainly don't hear it. But inside, they're like Pharaoh, and they're saying, God is with that person speaking to me.
这个呢，通常呢，你去跟某个人说话的时候呢，其实呢，某些人呢，他呢表面上呢，你看出来他不怎么看你，但是呢，他们其实内心说呢，这个人呢，他呢是跟神说话的，所以呢，就是说从他的说话和从他的各种情况来看呢，就是说呢，肯定是神。 与他们同在的是神在他们身上做了大事情。Now
here we are in chapter, entering chapter 7, and we started in chapter 4 and verse 18. What's been accomplished in all these verses?
所以呢，我们现在呢，就是说这读到了这个第六章的结尾。那么说呢，就是说是我们今天刚开始读的时候，这是第四章第十八节。那么从第四章一直到六章的结尾，这里的内容讲了一些什么了？Answer
very little.
答案是非常少。We've got
God speaking to Moses, Moses speaking to the people, Pharaoh speaking, God speaking. Back and forth, all the foundation logic that's going to come. We're going to get to the action chapters soon, but in the meantime, the foundation logic has got to be laid.
这里面呢，我们所有的读到的呢，都是神跟摩西说话，摩西跟法老说话，法老又跟摩西说话，摩西又跟神说话，所以这里的所有的一切都是这样的，在建立这样的一个基础。 我们知道这样的基础建立以后呢，在第七章里就要开始在这些基础上告诉我们一些事情了。So
we're getting an explanation of the heart of Pharaoh, the heart of the people, the heart of Moses and Aaron, and the heart of God. And it's good to understand what the attitudes are, what the hearts are of each of these people, so that we understand as we move forward.
就是说是摩西的内心了解了，就是说是摩西的内心了解了他以色列人的内心了解了那些，就是说是法老的内心了解了神的内心了解所有人的内心，这样呢，我们就会这样有一个逻辑的基础，在将来呢，我们怎么去看，在后来讲的这些人说他们的动机和他们做这些事的态度是为什么？
Now, remember, the Lord says elsewhere that he will do nothing without explaining it first to his prophets.
所以呢，就是说，你记得在其他地方呢，主告诉我们说，他不会做任何事情，除非他先跟他的先知已经解释了。And
so here Moses is being told by the Lord what is going to happen, how it's going to happen. And Moses, you've got to trust the Lord in all this.
所以在这里呢，主跟摩西说呢，他将会去做什么，将会怎样去做。所以摩西呢，你在这所有事情上要学会去相信主。Remember,
Moses didn't want this job in the first place.
所以在记得一开始呢，摩西就不想要这份工作。
And I think when he ran into Pharaoh and his obstinacy, he probably said, I'd like to go back to Midian and be with Zipporah and Jethro. I don't really like this job. It's a hard job.
别人你们大家也可以去想象，当他见到法老以后呢，他说这个工作呢太不好了，我不喜欢这个工作，我宁愿回去，回到米甸呢和希伯拉和叶台罗和以起，我不喜欢我现在做的这份工作。
So what do you do in circumstances like that?
别人这样的状态下，你应该怎么做？
And I think if I were Moses, I'd go back and read the verses that the Lord gave me so that I can see his promises again in spite of all the difficulty.
因为我如果呢，就是说我是摩西，我后悔去读呢，就是神给我的应许，给我的应许的话呢，就是说我知道神应许呢，他所要做的事情，所以呢，我现在呢，就不管这个事有多难做，我都要照着去做。
Back to chapter 7 now, as the Lord further explains himself.
现在我们来到第七章呢，就是主呢进一步的向他们解释自己。
Verse 7, so the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you as a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet.
第七章第一节说，耶和华对摩西说，看，我使你在法老面前成为神，你的哥哥亚伦要做你的先知。
You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall speak to Pharaoh that he may send the children of Israel out of his land.
因为就是凡我所吩咐你的，你都要说。你的哥哥亚伦要对法老说，容以色列人出他的地。
And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt.
第三节说，我要使法老的心刚硬，也要在埃及地多行我的迹象和我的奇事。But
Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments.
但法老必不听你们，这样我便可以向埃及下手，将我的军队、我的民，就是以色列人，从埃及地领出来。And
the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord.
所以呢，埃及人要知道我就是他们的神。Is
that important?
这个是重要的吗？
How are you going to teach a whole nation?
你怎样去教导整个国家？
The Lord says, this is what I'm going to do before I bring the people out of Egypt, before I deliver them from their slavery. I will teach all the Egyptians. They will know that I'm the Lord.
这就是神说他要做的。他说呢，我向埃及伸手将以色列人从他们手中领出来的时候呢，埃及人就要知道我是耶和华。
Verse 5, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring them out, bring out the children of Israel from among them.
第五节继续说呢，我向埃及伸手将以色列的孩子们从他们手中领出来的时候，埃及人就要知道我是耶和华。
So I'm not just going to bring them out. I'm going to teach the Egyptians what they need to know in the process.
所以这个我不仅仅是要把以色列人救出来，在这个救的过程中呢，我也要去教训埃及人。Then
Moses and Aaron did so.
摩西、亚伦这样行。And
that, I guess, is the theme of the book of Exodus. There's many themes, that's one of the themes.
所以我认为这是出埃及记的一个主题，这里面有很多的主题，这是其中一个。
The Lord's ways are often difficult ways, hard for us to understand.
因为主的怒通常是一个不同的怒，是我们很难理解的。The
easy thing for us to do is to compromise and do part of what God wants us to do.
对我们来说呢，很容易的，就是稍微做一些妥协，做一部分神要我们做的事情。
But the teaching of the book of Exodus is that we must do all that the Lord wants us to do. Moses and Aaron did exactly what God wanted them to do.
但是出埃及记的教导呢，是我们必须呢 完完全全照着主要我们所做的这样去做。这里讲到的摩西、亚伦这样行，他们就是照着主的话去做的。
So verse 6 really has three themes, doesn't it?
在第六节里，就有三个主题，是不是喽？
Moses and Aaron did so.
摩西、亚伦这样行。
Number 2, just as the Lord commanded them.
第二个呢，就耶和华怎样吩咐他？
Number 3, so they did.
第三个呢，他们就照着做了。
Okay, it's one theme repeated three times.
这一个主题呢，重复了三次。
That's the great lesson of this book.
这就是这一个书的伟大的功课。
We've got to do exactly what God wants us to do.
我们必须完完全全照着神要我们去做的去做。
How old was this young man, Moses?
所以这个年轻人摩西这个时候多大了？
He was 80 years old.
他80岁了。
How old was his brother?
他的哥哥多大？
He was 83 years old.
83岁。
Well, you don't get old men to do your work, do you?
那你不会找老人去帮你做事儿，是不是了？
Yes, if they're willing to do all that God tells them to do, he gives the command, they say, yes, sir. Then that's the kind of people God can use.
所以呢，因为呢，他们这些人呢，就是摩西和亚伦呢，耶和华怎样吩咐他们，都照着怎样去做。当时人跟他们说的时候呢，摩西跟亚伦说：“是的，先生，就是神，就是想要这样的人帮他做事儿。
Okay, so after all this long introduction from chapter 6 and verse 1, it says, Then the Lord said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh.
”因为就是这个很长的这一个介绍以后呢。就是说，是从那个第一节开始呢，神跟摩西说呢，你现在知道我要在法老身上做什么事情了。
And, Verse 7 of chapter 7, he goes to speak to Pharaoh a long time, laying the foundation of their knowledge of what they are to do and how they are to do it, what's going on, all of this from the time they're told to go to speak to Pharaoh and they actually do.
这个里面呢，就是说是在这前面呢打下了这么长的这样的一个基础，一直到第七章第七节以后呢，然后耶和华呢告诉摩西和亚伦呢，他们要去跟法老说什么，怎样去说。
Verse 8, then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, Show a miracle for yourselves, then you shall say to Aaron, Take your rod, cast it before Pharaoh, and let it become a snake.
第八节说呢，耶和华告诉摩西、亚伦说：“法老若对你们说，你们行见其实吧。你对亚伦说，把你的杖丢在法老面前，他必成为一条蛇。
What is Pharaoh going to say? He's going to say, Prove that you've got the power. Who do you think you are? Who do you think your God is? Prove it to me.
”所以呢，法老他将会怎么说呢？他说呢？你来证明一下，证明一下你的能力。你认为你是谁？那么你的神又是谁？那你向我证明一下，你有什么能力？
So he says, All right, take your rod, cast it before a Pharaoh, and let it become a snake.
所以神说呢，那好吧，你把你的杖丢在法老面前，他必成为一条蛇。
Do you like snakes?
你喜欢蛇吗？
Okay, what is it you don't like about snakes?
OK，你为什么不喜欢蛇？
Just about everything.
所以所有的一切关于蛇你都不喜欢。
They're poisonous, they're wicked, they don't look right, you see one and all you want to do is run.
因为它们有毒，而且呢看着非常邪恶，看起来也非常的不好看，所以你所想到的一切都不对。
Here's the miracle, Pharaoh. You resist God, and God will send a snake into your life. Wow.
所以这里是这样的， 法老，你对抗神，那么神呢，会在你的人生里放一条蛇，哇！
So verse 10, so Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a snake.
第十节是摩西亚伦进去见法老，就照耶和华所吩咐的行。亚伦把杖丢在法老和他的臣仆面前，杖就成为蛇。
But Pharaoh also called his wise men and the sorcerers, and so the magicians of Egypt. They also, in like manner with their enchantments, for every man threw down his rod, and they became snakes, serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods.
第十一节说，于是法老召了智者和术士来，他们是埃及行法术的，也用他们的邪术照样行。他们个人丢下自己的杖，杖就成为蛇；但亚伦的杖成了他们的杖。
We'll have to come back to this next time because of time, but just remember that God is not the only one who has the power to allow snakes loose.
第六里面呢，就是说是我们呢，必须呢，下一次再来，回头再来学这个东西，因为时间也到了，坚持要记住，不仅仅只是神有这样的法术，让那个杖变成蛇。
The devil is the serpent. And he can send all kinds of serpents, and he can bring destruction. The devil can do miracles too. He can do miracles to tear down. God does miracles to build up, but Satan does miracles to tear down.
第六里面呢，你要知道呢，这个魔鬼它本身就是蛇，所以它可以也是派出很多的小蛇出来。那么说呢，要记住那个魔鬼呢，他呢也能够行神迹。那么魔鬼行神迹呢，他是毁坏；那么神呢，借行神迹呢，就是建造。你要记住呢，魔鬼行神迹毁坏，神行神迹建造。
An amazing scene here. Everything's fine. All these men are talking. Aaron throws down his rod, and there's a snake, and everybody runs.
因为里面所有这些呢，在这里讲到的都是这样的一个奇迹。亚伦呢，把他的那个杖扔下来呢，就是说是变成了蛇，其他人都吓跑了。
And then Pharaoh calls his servants. They throw down their snake, their rod, and they become snakes.
然后呢，法老呢就把他的那些术士也叫来，他们把他们的杖也扔在地上呢，也都成了蛇。
And then there's a great big snake fight.
所以呢，这里有一场大的蛇的战争。
And Pharaoh's snakes fight against God's snake.
所以神，法老的那些蛇们跟神的蛇打仗。
And God's snake eats up all the other snakes.
所以神的蛇呢，把所有其他蛇都吃了。
And you say to yourself, I think Pharaoh is going to have to get convinced pretty soon. That's a very, very powerful story.
所以呢，你跟自己说，那是法老很快都会被说服了，因为这是一个非常非常的大的这样的一个神迹。
But you know, sinners and politicians have a lot in common.
所以你知道呢，罪人和那些政客们有很多很多类似的地方。
They're very reluctant to say, I am wrong.
他们非常为难地说："我做错了。
Verse 13, Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said.
第十三节，他使法老的心刚硬，不肯听从摩西亚伦，正如耶和华所说。
Well, that's the story. We've learned a lot about people today. A lot of people like Pharaoh out there.
这是我们的故事，我们今天学到了很多的关于人的。
A lot of people like the children of Israel.
很多人像法老那样的人，很多像以色列人那样的人。
And a lot of men and women of God, like Moses, pretty weak and feeble, even at their best.
所以这个呢，就很多的属神的男人、女人，他们就像摩西一样的，就算他们软弱，他们仍然做到最好。
All right, so our story will carry on next week. By the grace of God, we'll keep on learning. what we can from this wonderful story.
因为我们的故事呢，下个星期会继续的讲。我们呢，就是在这里呢，会学到神将要去做什么。
Lord, we thank you for telling us these stories.
所以主要感谢您呢，告诉我们这些故事。
If we didn't read the detail in the Bible, we'd get a misunderstanding about this story.
因为如果我们不读圣经里的细节呢，我们会误解这样的故事。
We thank you that the Bible gives us true history. Most other history we read is biased and often very, very wrong.
所以主要我感谢您的圣经给了我们真正的历史，大多数历史呢，他们都是编造的，通常也是错误的。
But Lord, with our simple hearts, we would say, you've taught us one thing, Lord, we don't want to resist God.
主要就是给我们这个简单的心说呢，除了其他事情以外，我们不想反对神。
Each of us would say, Lord, be patient with me. May I be patient with you. And would you do a great work in and through my life, I pray. I ask it in Jesus' name.
所以说，要我们每个人说呢，您对我也有耐心，我们也要对神也有耐心。那愿神呢，在我们的人生中呢，通过我们去做那些伟大的事情。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。So
Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for Joe, who was able to help us in the last couple of weeks. And may we walk with you. We pray, Lord, that you'll bring us to the prayer meeting tonight. We need your help.
所以说，感谢您呢，就是在带领我们今天这样的学习，感谢呢，就在过去了帮助了我们，要您呢带领我们每个人呢，今天晚上呢都来参加今天晚上的祷告会。Let
me give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们的献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.